Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves, presented by Draft Day. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, Monday, August 12, 2013.
Episode 9.12, the AFC South Preview Show.
We're already there?
Yes, we are.
We have got so much to talk to you about. We got NFL news coming out the wazoo. We had a full slate of games. Did you see them all?
Week one of the preseason, I did not see a Vikings game. And
you missed
nothing. Not see the Chargers game.
You missed nothing.
A little bit.
You missed.
Seattle destroyed them as well as the final.
But the point is, as we'll discuss,
yes,
some of the games were more meaningful than others.
Yes. So week one of the preseason is done. We can officially say we are coming over to London for both games. Not once, but twice we will be there. And we're looking to have fan parties on both Saturday, September 28th, and October 26th.
That should give us enough time to recover from each party, spacing them a month apart. The Redskins fans get a lot of good news.
Yes, Chiefs and millions of fantasy owners get a scare.
Saints are bringing back ex-Cowboys wide receiver Patrick Creighton.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Kozar gets in trouble, Jeff, for blasting a bumblebee tuna.
From the broadcast booth,
okay.
In all fairness.
Yes. Well.
And then finally, we're going to get to the AFC South preview show.
The Houston Texans.
Indianapolis Colts.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
And the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, I got lots to say about all but one of those teams.
Wow. I've got a lot to say about all the teams. And especially... Well, this doesn't seem like rocket science much here.
It doesn't. We'll also tell you how to join our fantasy football leagues. So let's get to it.
Chomp, chomp.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Think back to last season. Were your dreams of fantasy glory dashed by a low tackle on your quarterback? Or the 50 home run hitter who lost his mojo?
Strike three, get out!
Even when you win, good luck collecting that check from Mr. Commissioner. When you talk about a fantasy, it's usually, man, if I could have one night with her. Not, boy, she'd make a great life partner. Why should your fantasy league be any different? Go on, play the field. Draft Day lets you live out a new fantasy every day. Play against strangers or take on your friends. Play for bragging rights or for the big bucks. It's your call. Whatever happens, it all starts over tomorrow. So play it your way with Draft Day.
Sign up and make a deposit at DraftDay.com using promo code RANTS100 to receive a 100% deposit bonus and a free ticket to an $11 NFL fantasy football game. DraftDay.com, your number one choice for daily fantasy sports.
That was like a real commercial. That was pretty cool, Steven.
Yeah, that was, and I really liked that spot. It's like, gosh, I really wish you could be my life partner.
Yeah. No one's ever said that.
Oh, there you go.
But in all fairness, that's how my wife picked me.
Ah, there, see?
So there is, on the female-to-male perspective, there is something to be said for that.
Check out our show sponsor, Draft Day. With some good daily fantasy football games.
I haven't played in a week. I need to get back in the game.
See, are you missing it? You know what? I'm ready for drafts. I want to start drafting our teams.
You're talking about the stuff that they warned you about, which is that your guy
yes.
could get hurt for the year.
Yes.
You're ready for our fantasy.
And that happens. That does happen.
I hate it.
Yeah, you hate it.
it happened to me last year.
But you know what? I have decided. I have been winning one or two of our leagues every year.
Yeah,
I've decided this year, half.
Total domination.
If I do not win half of our leagues this year, there is a problem.
We're not talking trash here, friends.
I'm talking trash. I'm going to take people down. People have been calling me out on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm coming for them hard this year. All of the attention and time and effort that I put on my big money league, which that one I win almost every year because, you know, there's a lot of money involved, I'm bringing it to the RARN leagues, and I'm taking people down.
Why, if there's no money involved?
Then I don't have to give hoodies and prizes and stuff.
It's really the shipping. That's where we suck the most.
It is.
We've got stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
I've got it all. We've got to get it in stuff and shipped out.
Envelopes. yes. than markers and stamps and
yeah.
the complicated things of life.
Yeah, that's where I'm actually going to give you that stack and then
good. Let me take it.
Be gone with you.
Be gone with thee. I have a much easier situation. I have a daughter who starts school in a few days, and she's not doing anything. She's sleeping until noon, and she can do stuff.
Well,
know?
Let's get started with some NFL news. Yeah, I really need to find my hit bang.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of pointing to me and pointing down.
Yes. But you knew exactly what I was talking about.
I did, but what if I do this?
Yeah, that I don't. Why? Because you look like you're having a seizure.
Well, in that case, I was pretending to have a seizure. So that was very accurate. That was very accurate.
All right, there
good.
You go. All right.
So
I would stop the show and come help you.
Need a crash cart in here. Beep, 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 beep. Officially coming to London for both games, Jeremy Parker. God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
You know what? Jeremy Parker is now become
the front runner.
The front runner. For not only Ravy's winner for Fan of the Year and Listener of the Year, but he's got a spot
in the Hall of Fame
in our
Rants and Raves Hall of Fame.
Rants and Raves Network Hall of Fame for life.
Yeah,
I mean he'll probably be the first one to go in.
Anybody that does what he done, which is pony up airfare for Steven and I, it's
round trip airfare from LAX to Heathrow.
Yeah. But jaw-dropping.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it really is. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to work the carts and, you know, feed people during the flight. That's what we've worked out. We're going to have to be stewards.
But it's worth it.
Give people blankets. But heavens, yes.
It's worth it. We're coming over for both games now. So that is official. Look out for us.
Ergo.
Please, we want to know.
Ergo.
When you are coming. Are you coming for the September game? Are you coming for the October game?
Or
are you going to be – or both?
Both.
Yes. And are you going to be there the Saturday before? And would you like to come to a party? Now, we understand that the Sports Cafe –
they're no longer with us.
No longer with us.
Yes.
And don't get us started on that.
No.
But our good friend Ian, who used to be the manager there before they replaced him with the managers who drove Sports Cafe to the ground.
Yeah, well – and by the way – they blamed Ian for all the failures, and then 15 months later, the place closed.
Yes.
I would think it was doing a little bit better when the doors were open. That's just me. If I measure businesses on success, I say open probably means better than closed.
Yes.
That's just me.
That is just, and that I would say a lot of people agree
with
that.
So Ian's working on some terrific new locations. If you've got terrific locations, let us know. The fan parties again, Saturday, September 28th in London, Saturday, October 26th in London. Sorry, we will not be – our trip to Leeds was a very special thing. We will not be going north. We don't even have time. These trips are going to be much shorter.
Yes, they will.
And we're going to either be working or partying. There is no
working
downtime.
Or partying. Do I get to see
one
tourist location?
No.
Just one.
Well, you'll walk by Trafalgar Square.
Well, of course. Trafalgar Square.
And White Hart Lane, possibly.
I'm going to White Hart Lane both times.
There you go.
I've just decided.
You got Hall and you got Arsenal.
If anybody, you know, has any hookups to Tottenham and White Hart Lane on both those Saturdays,
I think the you have 28th, Chelsea and Hull.
No,
I don't
it's,
think
Arsenal
it's Arsenal
on the 28th and Hull City on the 26th. I looked at maybe Chelsea.
I think it's Chelsea because I would have gotten really excited if it was my guys.
You're right. It's one of those two teams that I hate.
Next thing, there's a Brit whose name is Michael Davies.
Yes.
And he is producing Fox Sports 1's morning show with Regis Philbin and Georgie Thompson.
Yes.
And we need to get on that when we're in London.
Okay.
It would be a hoot for Georgie for us to be there for the International Series weekends and do a piece for their morning show.
So if you guys know anyone
Michael
there?
Davies Michael is Davies. The producer of that show. He produced Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Reg, but he is British.
Okay.
So somebody
– I've heard that name.
Somebody take care of this. Somebody make this happen so that Georgie can – because, look, Georgie's talent.
In
she's
New
talent.
York.
Yeah, she's talent, though. This is the point. She's – producers, you know, are the people that make stuff happen.
Yes.
Talent just shows up and does their show.
So the producer is –
Michael Davies is American. He lives in America.
Okay, he lives in America.
But he is British.
Yes.
And he is the guy. Yeah,
you made it sound like it's part of going to London. And I'm like,
no. When we're in London, yes. It would be nice if we were on Fox Sports 1 back here talking about the international series. You see
you
where
go.
We're going there?
You know what? Yes, Georgia is selling, but maybe she can get me some names of people to contact.
Of course she could.
So I'll contact her because she was great enough to contact me on her first day here in the States.
I know.
As
David,
a
I'm looking for you and I can't find you. I'm like, we're a country of 300 million
I'm
people.
Like, Georgie, I'm in LA, man.
We're
you're
a
all
little,
the way.
We're a little bit bigger than Britain.
So, but she was very excited to finally.
She's got a job here over America, here. And look, they're going to go. They're going to go mano a mano with. I think it's the new.
Yeah.
What's his name? Mean guy who's funny frequently. Keith Olbermann.
Okay.
She's going to be going head. They're going to be going head to head with Keith Olbermann on ESPN2 okay. on the new Fox Sports 1 that
I
launches Saturday.
I think I would.
I would much rather watch Georgie Reach.
Georgie Reach.
People are like, Reach, what does he know about sports? I'm like,
a lot.
First of all, he's 85 and he's funny as hell.
Yeah.
And he loves life. Yeah. He loves sports, which happens to be part of life. Look,
he's a pretty big sports fan.
Yeah. Especially in the New York scene. So it should be good stuff.
All right, on to some real NFL news. The Redskins and their fans can rejoice.
Did you see the video?
I'm trying not to look at anything regarding RG3 and the Washington Redskins.
Why? You just feel like saying his name is you coming as far as you need to
yes,
go with regard to the Redskins?
I have acknowledged that his name
Redskins.
Is Robert Griffin III. I have acknowledged that I like him as a player, especially coming out of Baylor. But that's as far
Braves
as I need to go.
On the warpath.
I don't want to wish him ill.
Old DC.
I don't want his knees to further get damaged.
Right.
So I don't need to see.
And you're like, for a Dallas Cowboys fan, that's asking a lot. For me to just not wish bad things on him is asking a lot.
It is.
Now, meet me halfway, somebody, for God's sakes.
Here is the good news. Shanahan said that RG3 is expected to begin work on 11-and-11 drills.
That's
something he hasn't
that's
done.
That's the big thing.
All during training camp.
Graduating from 7-on-7 to 11-on-11 is football, friends.
That's right. Tuesday, starting tomorrow at Tuesday's
I
practice.
Saw him yesterday in shorts, and boy, did he look fantastic.
Dude, the dude's a rock star
around,
in Washington. Okay? He has become bigger than the Beatles in our nation's capital.
He's become bigger than Congress and the president. Oh, wait, that's not hard.
But
you
bigger
and I
than
are.
The Beatles.
Yeah,
in our nation's capital. Go to someone and say Ringo Starr or RG3.
Well, Ringo was the dumb one.
That's why.
He's a drummer. Come on.
But people love drummers. Okay, should I have said McCartney?
Paul McCartney would
okay,
be.
Okay, McCartney or RG3?
Well,
Lennon or RG3? In our nation's capital,
imagine
the Beatles wouldn't
the
even get one single vote.
Living for RG3. Ooh-hoo,
yeah. So, anyways, good for you guys. That's all I'm saying
he
about this team.
Fabulous.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to say more. Oh, he looked fabulous in shorts, cutting.
I gave them the top spot in our news section. Can
so
we
I'm
be
finishing
done?
The news item all since right. you won't.
Okay.
He was fantastic. He looks incredible. He is ready to go. And I might go so far as to say we might have a front runner in who gets Jeff's big love this year.
Oh, no.
All right.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I would love that because I know what happens when you pick a front
yeah,
runner.
Yeah, sometimes we win Super Bowls. Oh.
One out of eight, people.
Oh.
One out of eight. I like those chances.
Okay. And you know what? I think Redskins fans would like a 1-in-8 chance of winning the Super Bowl. It's been a little while since they've rock and rolled.
All
I'm thinking
right.
of going all hog on you.
The Kansas City Chiefs and millions of fantasy football owners everywhere in the world got a scare this morning.
I got a scare.
When running back Jamaal Charles had to leave practice early.
I'm on my run.
And you heard about
and
it?
And I got an alert on my phone.
Yes.
Jamaal Charles taken off field on cart.
On a cart.
That's what comes on my phone while
oh,
I'm on my run. I'm like,
man.
Do I go home now? I mean, what?
You got to go investigate what's going on.
I know, because this is the Kansas City freaking Chiefs. This was a team last year that was projected by everyone except us to win the division.
Yes.
but now really has a legitimate shot of making the playoffs
they look
this year.
Good, and they got a good coach.
And they've got a good coach. They got a good quarterback. They got good wide receivers. I heard a great interview with Dwayne Bowe this morning. I heard a great interview with the owner last night. It's Hunt.
Yes.
Not Lamar, but his son.
Okay.
His son. And a terrific new owner. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well,
here's
what if you're watching Chiefs practice, here's what you see if you're a player, a coach, or fans watching. He limps off the field, goes over to the medical tent, is there for a few minutes, then he gets placed on a cart, and then he's carted off.
Can you imagine the oh crap heartbreaking moment there around Chiefs camp? They're at St. Joe's, Missouri, and Steven, I cannot imagine a sickening feeling. This is worse than Michael Crabtree going down in San Francisco, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Because this is Jamal. This would be Frank Gore going down in San Francisco. You're like, the ball goes through Frank, okay? Jamal Charles is expected to be the brunt of this offense.
Yeah, so now with Hillis gone, he is really, I would suspect he's going to get 80 to 85% of the carries for the Kansas City Chiefs. And if he's not healthy, if he can't stay healthy for 16 games, I don't know what the Chiefs do. But listen,
newsflash,
this is Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So he likes to throw the ball too. So
he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is the x-rays have come back negative.
Yes.
He suffered an injury. It is a tweak to his foot.
Andy Reid
will be fine.
It's a foot strain. What's a foot strain?
I just imagine that there's a pain in your foot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things in our feet. There's the Lisfranc. There's the plantar fasciitis and all that.
It's a foot sprain. But fortunately, x-rays were negative. That's the good thing. So, fantasy owners, take a deep sigh of relief.
Do you move them down your board at all if you're drafting today?
If you're talking Steven Miranda board, he's not as high as a lot of people have him.
He's top 10.
He is top 10.
Okay.
But he's not high. I mean, I think he's barely cracking the top 10.
Okay. Well, that's where I would frankly think he should be. Because the fact of the matter is this Kansas City Chiefs team, what is the problem that Alex Smith has had historically? We're not in the AFC West. I understand that. But what is the problem that Alex Smith has had historically? That's punching it into the end zone.
Yes.
Okay. Those things tend
was
to.
Was that an Alex Smith problem?
We don't know.
Or was that a San Francisco 49er problem?
Well, once Kaepernick got in there, they seemed to find the end zone an awful lot. Fair point. So, with Andy Reid, his teams tend to score points, but their quarterback doesn't have a history of scoring a lot of touchdowns.
Right. Okay.
So let's see a little bit more, which is why Jamal Charles isn't. I'm tired of owning players that get mass yards and fail to see the end zone.
Yes.
Tired of the 1,200-yard receiver. That's 10 points a week, friends, if he never finds the end zone.
Yes.
That's insufficient. That's a good bye week gets you through the night.
Yeah.
But that's not going to get you week to week. You need to find the end zone.
You need
touchdowns. You need 16 points.
Yes.
You need 15 points. 10 points does not do it.
No.
Okay.
10 points is good.
On a bye week, it's terrific. And I'm, you know what, Steven? You've criticized me in years gone by because I tinker too much. In fact, you've just downright made fun of me. However.
Did you see the intro to your to your personal league?
I haven't gotten
League 11?
No, I haven't followed any of that.
You may not like it. You can change it.
What is it? Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, or whatever?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing. Although what tinkering has given me is a remarkable knack on bye weeks of finding talent.
And that's great.
But do you deny me that I, on any given week, you give me a position, I'll get you 10 or 11 points. And that is a unique skill set. It's like, look, there is no good players left out there anywhere, but I will find the one situation that can get you 10 or 11 points on that week at that whatever position you need. I'll find it.
Excellent.
And if it's a quarterback, I'll get you 17. I can't guarantee you 20, but I get you 17. And I, because when you're a tinkerer, you obsess over these things.
You can't obsess.
And I'm adding them to my roster, and I'm making more roster moves than pretty much the entire league put together.
You have done that on many leagues.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to tinker less and win more this year. That's the plan.
That is the plan. All right.
So,
the
Chiefs fans, exhale.
The New Orleans Saints bring back an ex-Cowboy wide receiver. Jeffrey, it's not Terrell Owens.
That's good.
But it's 34-year-old, didn't play a single down in the NFL last season, Patrick Creighton.
Now, Patrick Creighton, when he was healthy as a member of the Dallas Cowboys, was a good slot receiver.
But his one season with the Chargers, prior to being out of football.
I didn't know he was with the Chargers.
That was the 2010-2011 season.
I didn't know he was there, and I watched the Chargers a good deal. What does that tell you? Not very productive.
Yeah, so, you know, he's 34. He spent all of last year on his couch. Hopefully he was working Is that the best wide receiver available out there? I mean, Laurent Robinson's still out there.
Laurent Robinson, I would snatch up if I were them.
Now, it does help that he was with the Cowboys when Sean Payton was coaching them with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So there's a little familiarity there between the coach and the player. But I don't see what this does for the Saints.
Yeah.
So.
Did you catch that Rex Ryan didn't see some things?
Well, I almost didn't see the freaking play, okay, when I'm watching the game.
Okay.
So I can understand how the head coach was on the sideline, was probably dealing with someone who just got off the field or something, and his offense is just going on to the field, and, you know, he doesn't expect that his quarterback's going to throw an interception on the first pass.
Certainly not to a linebacker that's standing 4 feet in front of him, who's only played the game for 3 years. Who's only played the game for 3 years. You have not in the pros, meaning
ever.
Touched an American football.
Ever.
3 years. It does a pick six on you.
I like Detroit's thing. It's like, you've got questions,
we've got Ansa.
And Ansa looked very nice. He looked athletic. I mean, he was almost falling backwards when he jumped up to intercept Mark Sanchez's ball, who Mark says, I was throwing it away. Really? You were throwing it away?
Okay.
That close to the defensive line?
To my recollection, you weren't out of the tackle box.
I think he had moved out of the tackle box, which makes it even worse. He's gone. He goes out of the tackle box to the right, he tries to throw it away to the left.
I've got a suggestion, Mark. If you're going to take the time to roll outside the tackle box, which I don't know that he did, but Steven saw it, find a receiver. I don't know. You're going to throw it, and you're going to take the – what does it take? 1-1,000, 2-1,000. It takes that long to get outside the tackle box, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you've got 2 full seconds to look down the field and find somebody besides the linebacker on the other team to throw the ball to.
And then don't go
across the body.
Yeah, my only thing is if you're going to throw it away.
Go the direction that's closer.
Throw it away to the sideline in the direction in which you are going.
Mark hasn't been good in 3.5 years.
I'm sorry. I'm calling bogus on the fact that he said that he was trying to throw it away. He was trying to make a play, and after he saw Ansa there, he tried to not throw it. He tried to pull it back, and it was kind of one of those, I'm in the middle, lets it go, and pick six.
Okay, it is time for a new segment of the show that I'm calling.
Answer me!
Okay, this is to people who speak out loud when they shouldn't. You need to.
Answer me!
Answer me, as Adam Sandler is yelling there.
Yes.
Had a pastor yesterday. I don't know if you saw my obscure Facebook post
yesterday,
which said...
I had absolutely no idea what it meant.
I couldn't be more specific without throwing my entire church under a bus.
I see.
Okay? But there was the welcome pastor, and obviously it's not your friend and mine, because he wouldn't make gaffes like this.
Yes.
But he said some things that basically, we're really excited about some new members in the church, and we want everyone to like warmly welcome them. Because sitting out in the pews and not becoming a member of a church is like living together with kids and not being married.
Okay. That was the comment?
That was what he said. So that prompted me to post on Facebook, sometimes analogies are best left unanalyzed. Because I'm like, wait.
Because
so basically, if
pews.
You come, to use church jargon,
yes.
Coming to my church and not becoming a member is like living in sin.
Is it
to use church jargon? Yes. I'm not saying if you're married out of wedlock, you're living in sin. I'm saying, but church jargon, you would be.
Yes.
So I slid down to the former chair of the church and the current finance guy for the church that happened to be right by me. And I said, so basically, you're living in sin if you're not a member and you're sitting here right now. And they're like, he didn't just say that, did he? Because they were talking. They weren't paying attention. Yeah. I said, no, he just implied it very strongly. So, okay, in the...
Answer me!
I want to talk to people like him. I want to talk to people like Mark Sanchez, who say some things that just simply don't really make sense upon analysis.
Yes.
Rex Ryan.
Answer me!
When you say in front of the press that I am not, I didn't see the interceptions that took place, not interceptions, once Geno Smith came in the game. Also, there was a tip ball that got picked off.
Yeah.
Before he hurt his ankle, which was another crap moment of the weekend. But you guys that
Mark
speak
Sanchez in the driver's seat for the starting quarterback position.
Yeah. But for you guys that talk and don't think sometimes.
Answer me.
Stop it. Okay.
What do you what's going through their mind? What do they think?
Yeah.
All right. And finally, in the news section, you all remember Bernie Kosar, right?
A lot of people don't. I think this is why he created this controversy.
Maybe. He's trying to get back.
A lot of people don't remember him.
Into the spotlight.
You know, the Bears didn't the Browns didn't suck all the time.
No.
There was a time that the Browns were good.
Yes. And most of the time, Bernie Kosar
was at the helm.
Was their quarterback. Now, apparently, he is in the broadcast booth. He is announcing a lot of the preseason games for the Cleveland Browns.
Steven?
And this weekend, the Cleveland Browns played the St. Louis Rams. Kosar had some very interesting things to say about the Rams receivers, their organization, and specifically their third-string quarterback, Kellen Clemens, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Kosar got downright just nasty. Well, I mean,
I think Jeff Fisher said it best, which is basically that it was pretty unprofessional. And in fact, the Browns team have used the word unprofessional in their criticism of Bernie Kosar. And basically encouraging him to
answer me.
Watch your words, dude. Okay, watch your words.
Yeah. When the CEO of the team calls you in his office and says,
"Joe Banner,"
yeah, you can't do that, dude. And they have actually released a statement. The Cleveland Browns released a statement saying that Bernie has been talked to. They made Bernie call Coach Jeff Fisher and apologize to him. And you know, when Jeff Fisher says, "I've lost, you know, a lot of respect for Kosar, and disappointed that he would call out Clemens like that," usually coaches don't care what the broadcast team has to say about
especially in a preseason game,
and especially about their bumblebee tuna.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I call third string quarterbacks. All right. Which is what Kellen Clemens is for the Rams right now. He is their third string quarterback. And I call those guys bumblebee tuna. Why do I call them bumblebee tuna? Because they're not worthy of me knowing their name right at the moment. Okay. Maybe someday. But right now, not worthy. So I call them bumblebee tuna. But you can't, when you're doing a professional broadcast for the team that is hosting the other team, Mr. Kosar, you can't go out and say, yeah, now I have to watch this guy for the entire fourth quarter.
Bernie Kosar, in defense of him, has claimed in the past that head injuries have caused his speech to be affected. He sometimes slurs his words, and he has struggled with addiction to pain medications.
Uh-huh.
And he's had lots of financial worries and things.
Yeah, what I will give to Kosar, Kosar's gone through a lot. His family, more specifically his father.
That's where I'm trying to go. It's just to mediate this a little bit.
Literally all of his plane money.
Yep. Makes me scared, Steven. So most...
I will take all your money. When you make it big and famous, I am taking it all.
I don't have any.
I'm taking it.
Okay, most of my money is in my wife's name.
Okay, well, that's pretty smart.
Well, given my past,
yes,
it makes a lot of sense.
And we're talking about a checkered
and,
past.
And a hopeful future. And a hopeful future.
Yes. Okay.
It's best if you're somebody that could be attacked.
Yes.
Anyway, or could get somebody upset with you and have them come after you.
I have $10 to my name. The rest of it belongs to my wife.
I have $120, but it's already accounted for, and it's in my wallet. It's already accounted for.
Don't you owe me $30?
There you go. Point in case. So, you know, this crossed my mind. My wife's, God bless her, in Chicago next few days. And
you know what? I'm not going to do – I have to do this because it's tomorrow, and tomorrow we're not doing the show. So, is it –
You already screwed it up.
I did. I was going to go with it, but okay, here it goes. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Hey, happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Because I'm probably not even going to see you tomorrow. That's not
my
true.
Heart.
I've got a present for you and everything. You didn't
heart,
even tell me. You didn't give me a
heart,
list.
I don't care about presents, Steven.
Yes,
but
I
you
know.
Said I'm not going to see you. It's like I feel like my mom probably feels every day. She tells me like every time the phone rings that she hopes
in a
it's
long
me.
Time, Jeff.
She tells me every time the phone rings,
see?
I hope it's you.
She loves you. You should see her more often.
I should.
Yes.
And so the point is, my wife's in Chicago.
Yes.
So I'm out running this morning. You know, managing the house, which is what I do.
Right.
And it just occurred to me, what if she just finally got sick of my nonsense?
And she stays in Chicago?
No. She wouldn't stay in Chicago. She wouldn't stay in Chicago. She doesn't like Chicago that much.
Good, because it's cold.
Or hot.
Yeah.
But it is have a breeze. No, she would. She'd probably go to D.C., probably. She's got most of her works there. And it's like, you know, she could just totally hang me. You know, because we've even some money that I've managed to save is in her name.
Yeah.
She could just stick it to me.
Yeah.
And you tell me these stories like Bernie Kosar's family sticking it to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you know, the logical side of the shoulder says, Jeff, she loves you so much.
Yes.
She would never do it. She would probably punch you for even having this thought.
Right.
Because she loves you and respects you so much.
As a matter of fact, she might leave you because you have this thought.
No.
Okay.
Just not really possible. Today.
Yes.
Today. Yeah. Let's be clear. But these moves you make with your money, putting everything in her name for good reasons.
You could move into my back house.
It's dusty there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's dusty
we'll
there.
Clean it out before you move
You've
in.
Got all your Christmas decorations there. I don't
I'm,
want it to feel
I'll
like Christmas
move them
year round.
Into the store.
If it's Christmas year round, I get depressed. Every day is like Christmas Day without you, Steven. It's cold and there's nothing to do.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. So just be careful who has your money. Bernie Kosar, I liked Jeff Fisher said this. Bernie's got his issues. They're well documented. Kellen played well. He played hard and made plays. He got guys deep and had a drop. He played well. He totally changed the conversation away from Bernie Kosar's
answer me
kind of conversations.
Here, I just want to give this poll was put out
oh,
by
good.
Cleveland.
The Pew Institute?
Cleveland.com.
Cleveland Brown Dealer? Brown Dealer.
Yeah,
Brown.
That's whatever it is called.
Cleveland Brown Dealer.
And there are simply two answers.
Plain Dealer.
The question was, were Kosar's comments on Kellen Clemens over the line? And your two answers were yes. Commentary is one thing, but what Bernie said was unprofessional and mean-spirited. Or, no, it's football. Bernie is a commentator, and he should be allowed to give his take on what he sees on the field and any player on it. 76% of the people answered no. It's football. Bernie is a commentator, and he should be allowed to give his take on whatever he sees on the field and the players on it.
Okay.
It's football,
you know,
Jeff.
You know,
if
you
can't
know, one
take...
of the things he said was after Donovan, he told a story on the telecast that Clemens had recently met the Pope.
Yeah.
Kosar said, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have to watch the whole fourth quarter.
That was his comment. I thought it was funny. He's got to watch the whole fourth quarter with Bumblebee Tuna in there.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have to watch the whole fourth quarter.
With Kellen Clemens in there, yes.
As the quarterback. You know, when you're told that someone met the Pope, I'm torn because he was trying to be funny.
He was trying to be funny.
And Lord
and
knows,
like to be
Lord
funny.
Knows, I've offended a soul or two
and you
in
go
my
for
attempt
it,
to be
to
funny.
Cross the line, yes.
No, I don't look to cross lines. I look to be funny, and sometimes I obliterate the line, and I generally regret those, especially if I've obliterated the line. And so, anyways, I did watch a lot of that game simply because I thought that there might be the Rams are one of my teams.
Right.
They're on my short list that I'm keeping an eye on, and I wanted to take a look at them. By the time Kellen Clemens was in, I wasn't watching a good deal, but I remember most of Kosar's. He was trying to be funny frequently.
Yes.
And again,
which is not good for a color analyst, which is
it's
what
really,
he's doing.
It's not your job.
No.
It's not your job. Your job is to talk about football.
Right.
My mom called and was disappointed in the quality of announcing for the Cowboys game.
Yeah.
Because my mom is now a Cowboys fan because
well,
you're the
she
son
probably
that
watched
she loves. You're the son that she loves. And then my son is a Cowboys fan, and he's the grandson that she loves. And so she's got to root for a team. And so the Cowboys are on TV, and it was Rich Gannon.
It was the Raiders crew.
It was the Raiders crew, which is Rich Gannon. Right. Actually, it was Tim Ryan, big guy.
And Tom
big guy.
Flores and Marcus Tiasopo.
Rumpa-pum-pum.
There you go. bringing him back.
But Rich Gannon, or Tim Ryan, I'm sorry, specifically. Tim, I adore because I learned so much from Tim.
Yeah.
Now, I said, Mom, I said, here's the deal. The networks have their A, B, and C analysts. These are hired by the teams.
Yes.
And generally, you're under contract when you're with the networks. So the only people that can go out and do these are the C and D and potentially E announcers. Tim does work for CBS
right.
regularly, but he's usually relegated to a Vikings-Rams kind of game.
Yeah.
And so Tim's not an entertaining announcer. He's a terribly educational announcer.
Right.
And my mom wants to be entertained. She doesn't want to learn about the five technique. She's not real interested in that. And Tim's going to tell you about the five technique.
Yes.
So I'm like, it's different. It's not. And I started talking about Al Michaels. Oh, I like them. Oh, I like them. So, yeah, announcers that you get in the preseason, folks, they're not the best.
No. And Trisha, too, was complaining. She's like, Cole Beasley went down late in the game with a foot injury.
Okay.
And they didn't even acknowledge that he went out with an injury.
Yeah, frequently you'll miss entire plays
because
they've got it up in the box with their
right.
guest,
exactly.
who's the owner or something, and there's plays going on in the background. You're like, I can see there's a game behind you, and you're not telling me about
exactly.
it. That's preseason football, friends.
So Trisha was like, can they at least give us an update?
No, because they don't have a sideline reporter.
I'm like, no, there's nobody down there. you know, I'll text a couple of guys
from
the Cowboys. They'll tell me.
Yeah.
And so I did, and he's like, he's fine. He's got a foot sprain. He'll be okay.
Cole Beasley.
You know what? Jordan's
know
got me
Jordan.
Saying that.
It's fun.
He's got me
it's
saying
fun.
That. He scored the touchdown. He got the touchdown from Orton, and I go,
saw.
Cole Beasley, and I texted Jeff. Jordan, he's like, shh, don't tell me I'm not watching. I'm like, what? How are you not watching?
He was at Nicky's.
Yes, I saw the pictures. I would have been there too, okay?
All right. Nicky's great. She's got a boyfriend right now.
I'm talking about all the other girls there. He wasn't just with Nicky.
There's millions of hot girls.
Yes.
That's my son, millions of hot girls.
Millions of hot girls.
Okay.
All right, that does it for the news.
Do it for the news?
The AFC South, and we'll start with the Houston Texans.
Because they won the division last year.
Well, also, their name starts with an H, and that because that's,
the alphabeticalness.
Yes, that's
I
how
see.
I do it.
Steven?
Yes.
What do Welcome I to the hot seat.
I just got here. We haven't even said anything about Houston. I'm already on the hot seat for them.
Is this the year that they get over the hump, Steven Miranda?
That is one of the pressing questions for the Houston Texans.
That's why you're on the hot seat.
Do I need to give an answer like right now today? This isn't a prediction show.
I know.
This is just a preview of the teams.
You're on the hot seat.
Okay. Well, if I have to give you an answer today, no. Wow. That is an ugly face.
Thank you. My mama made it.
If you can't, you know what? Can I tweet pick that right now? Say we are recording.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the Jeff. Okay. So I am actually going.
We should Instagram picture story the show.
Yeah, that's what
That'd
I'm doing
awesome.
Right now. Folks. I know you're not going to see it right now because you're just now listening, and you probably already saw this picture because it was Instagrammed.
And you're like, what the heck
while,
was that?
While we were doing the show.
Okay. I'll start this. You do what you got to do.
No, I'm going to say no. This is not the year they get over the hump. As a matter of fact, the next question that I've got on the Texans is the window closing? And I think it's closed. It closed last year.
No.
Last year was their year. No, dude, come on. Andre Johnson can't stay healthy for 16 games. He's getting older. He's lost a step. They haven't really replaced anyone at the wide receiver position who can help them. Their tight ends seem to get injured almost all the time.
True.
They have to rely on Arian Foster. And if he can't stay healthy, then you got the quarterback at Matt Schaub. Dude's got a year or two left
in
him.
He's older as well.
It's time to start retooling this football team, and if they don't get it done this year, it's going to be another few years before they retool.
You're depressing. That's a depressing answer.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying DeAndre Hopkins is not the other wideout, and Gene Lester lined up there in the Y, and Alan Bonner. Those guys aren't the guys.
Aren't they all? Don't they all just sound sexy and have a lot of experience and can do a lot of
damage? Yeah, one's played 14 games. Yeah. Devere Posley.
Now,
Keyshawn Martin.
What I will give.
Now, there's somebody with some experience. Keyshawn Martin. He's, I didn't know he's still alive, but he's got experience. Jeff Mayle. M-A-E-H-L, male.
Here's the deal, Jeff.
Steven, they got nobody at wide receiver.
No.
Except for Andre.
Their receiving core is pretty thin.
My goodness.
What I'm going to give the Houston Texans, and because I like to give positive notes on every single team that we preview, I love the defense.
Well,
the defense
you
is young.
You got to say
the
that.
The defense is tough. I think, you know, that defense really has bought into their philosophy, and if Brian Cushing stays healthy this year and can play all 16 games.
J.J. Watt.
The SWAT man, the SWAT master.
He's got an elbow that he's dealing with right now.
But he's got a brace on it, and he's looking forward to probably wearing the brace all year long. Shouldn't be that shouldn't affect him that
much.
They
bring in the leadership of Ed Reed, which does not hurt ever.
It's going to help, I think, strengthen – the DBs, because he will just by being on the field put them in a better position to make plays.
Yep. Jonathan Joseph's on the corner.
Because literally last year their season came to an end because they got exposed by the deep ball.
Right.
I think with Ed Reed, that's going to help that, because you're not going to have guys get behind you anymore, because Ed Reed's going to have those guys playing in the positions they need to be.
So you're saying that this offense that was seventh in the NFL
is going to be their problem.
And that Matt Schaub, who was always my little genie in a bottle guy that for fantasy sleeping.
I thought you were for a second about to say he was your little pony. And I was like, oh, okay.
What's wrong with my little pony?
Well, I found out some pretty creepy stuff this past week. About
is there a cultish side to my little pony?
About 20 to 30-year-old men who have a thing for My Little Pony. They're called bromies. I'm not making
not
this
making
up. This isn't a joke.
Now you're scaring me.
They're out there, Jeff. These bromies who have a thing for My Little Pony. When I thought you said Matt Schaub was My Little Pony, I was like, oh, my God. Tell me you're not one of them.
Bromies?
Yes. 20 to 30 year olds that like My Little Pony, okay, and they go to like They go to the My Little Pony movie without children.
Okay, are these not just pedophiles that are,
no,
that there's going to be little kids
no,
there?
No, they're not there looking for. They're not creeping out the little kids or anything. They're there because they have a fascination with the My Little Pony
this
world.
This is from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Bronies, the extremely unexpected adult fans of My Little Pony, formerly titled as Brony Con, the documentary, a 2012 documentary film centering on bronies, the adult fans of the 2010 animated television series My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. This film, funded through crowdsourcing via Kickstarter. When are we going to get a Kickstarter thing? Everyone's doing Kickstarter and getting lots of cash.
Because we actually have to produce something at the end.
Well, let's do it for our TV series.
Okay, well,
jeez,
let's do it.
Fandemonium. Come on.
Let's do it.
I've already got – with all these new networks, dude, you realize that the Speed Channel and the Fuel Channel are going away and they're just doing more and more real sports. Not that car racing isn't a real sport, because it is, but they don't deserve two channels is all I'm saying. But there's so many places where we could have our show if we would just get the permission from the freaking NFL. So, background.
Okay, I wasn't.
Hasbro's My Little Pony started in the 80s. Okay, synopsis.
I wasn't kidding. It is real.
You're not.
And I'm just thought I was getting scared because I thought you were going to say, because Matt Schaub is My Little Pony. And I was like, what? All right, I'm sorry.
Wow.
See, you learn stuff here, people.
John DeLancey is in this? He's the guy that was Q in Star Trek Next Generation?
Yeah.
What the? Why?
I wasn't kidding.
Okay, well, I'll be looking this up tonight on Netflix. Bromies, the extremely unexpected adult fans of My Little Pony 2012 documentary film.
So I've put up the picture. I said, Jeff giving Steven the stink eye.
Kind of. Because you were being so mean to the Texans, but now you brought me over. That everyone has said that this is Houston's division, and Indy has to come rip it out of their hands. Correct,
yes.
Amundo?
Everybody.
Okay. Now,
and I will.
Steven might be one to say it's Indy's division.
No. I still believe the Texans win the division. It's not going to be as easy as it was last season.
Okay.
I mean, they pretty much rolled, and it was very easy for them to win that
it's
division.
A great season. Until the end.
So, one, it won't be that easy. And I just don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they win it. I think they ultimately do, but it's not going to be a walk in the park.
No, Steven, nobody walks in the park. Does anybody walk in the park? I mean, seriously.
There you go. So, bottom line, Jeff, what is your bottom line with the Houston Texans?
Well, you've got me worried, I must say. And now, as I take a peek at their schedule, they have, with the exception of their opener at San Diego, and I think they're getting San Diego at the perfect time.
Early.
Because I think San Diego could become a good team.
Before they figure out
what the hell they're doing down there. Then they open versus Tennessee, and that should be fine. But then at Baltimore versus Seattle, at San Francisco versus Kansas City, at Kansas City – versus St. Louis at Kansas City. Arizona, Oakland, Jacksonville. Then they have the easy run with the exception of the Patriots. They should win the division. They should have 10 wins, and that should be enough. But, Steven, I must say, you were probably right that they need to look at retooling their offense now.
Speaking of which, Jeff, James Reese has come through again. I think we mentioned in the last show.
Yeah.
The schedule prediction spreadsheet.
Ridiculous.
Show donors look for an email later on this week.
On how to download it.
On how to download it.
It's too big to email.
Yes, it is.
It's like 8 megs.
It's much too big to email. We'll probably, as we did last year, we'll throw it up on our server and put a download link to show notice when they log into our site.
There you go.
And that way he doesn't have to worry about continuing to host it up on that Dropbox of his. So there you go. Thank you. And once again, thank you, show donors. We've had some new show donors.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should have received emails on how to access all the cool stuff on our
Watch
site.
The funny video of Steven singing this silly song in Hyde Park.
Or Jeff blowing out running a 40.
Hey, you know, my knee, thank God, is back.
Is it?
It is totally
no
back.
No more wearing a brace or anything.
No more
like
pain.
That. No more
That's
pain.
That's really the thing, is just to get to the point where you're pain-free.
All right,
Jeffrey. That's only taken, what, 3 years?
I just want you to tell you what I have written here. It says, Jeff giving Steven the stink eye while recording episode 9.12 during Steven's Houston Texans.
Can I
rant.
See the picture? You've never shown me the picture.
Oh, no, it's going
I don't know
you
what
You have
I
to
look
go out
like.
To the website. Ooh, and you know what I'm putting for the location?
Rave cave. That's because that's where we are. So are you saying this is on our website?
What?
The picture?
It is going on to Facebook and Twitter and our website, right? Hitting share.
Oh, Lord.
Loading. Boom! It's done. There it is. You're giving me the stink eye,
but
dude.
The stash is not trash. It just makes me look old.
Yeah, I don't know about the stash.
Feel free to weigh in on the stash, by the way, friends, when you go out there and take a look at that photo. So the Houston Texans, look, coaching, consistency, I love. ownership consistency, general manager consistency. This will be Wade Phillips' second full year with this defense.
Yeah, but I'm going to –
we like
gonna,
that a lot.
I'm gonna
so, Steven, I'm just saying, I want to talk about the positives here. Matt Schaub, stability, okay? A good quarterback. You would not deny that. He's not a great quarterback, but he's a good quarterback.
Yes.
So there is no reason that this team does not repeat. They have got issues. They're going to be very reliant on the tight end position, more so than a lot of teams, with Owen Daniels, Garrett Graham, who now – what's his injury? Illness. Okay, so he'll be fine. But I think they're really going to be challenged. Gary Kubiak is going to have a very difficult time finding ways to score a lot of points.
Yeah, but I've got this question here for Kubiak on Kubiak.
Okay.
If they can't get further in the playoffs this season.
Does he get on the hot seat?
Will he be on the hot seat at the end of the year?
I don't know, Steven. I think Gary Kubiak is one of those great I think he's a great coach, frankly. Okay. And I think it would be a colossal mistake to lose him because what you allowed to happen while you were obsessively focusing on building one of the most feared defenses in the NFL, you lost sight of the offense. And that is what's happened here. They built
a defense to stop the Patriots and the Colts.
Yeah. And they've done that.
Yes.
They have absolutely done that. Now
but
it's
now
like,
offensively.
How do we score enough points to win games? Well, again, you're always – what's your number one objective when you head into training camp? What do you tell your guys? We want to do what are our priorities, Steven? Stop looking at your phone. Look at me.
Yes.
What are your priorities when you go into camp? Day one, what are our goals?
Get to the Super Bowl.
And how do you do that?
Win your division.
Win your division. Yes. That is the first thing that all teams obsess about.
Win your division.
Well, you know what?
Houston's gotten there. Get to the Super Bowl.
Houston's gotten there. They got the division thing down. They've figured out how to knock off the perennial nuisances of the Indianapolis Colts. And frankly, if Peyton Manning led this Indianapolis Colts team, I still think it's a hell of a game, and Houston's probably got a small edge because their defense is really good.
Okay.
But they got lucky that Peyton Manning moved on. They got unlucky that somebody really good moved into his chair there with Andrew Luck, as we will be getting to shortly. But there is nobody else to concern yourself with, not Tennessee nor Jacksonville.
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
about
that
the
is
Tennessee.
So. Oh,
I don't know about the Tennessee.
Oh,
let's talk about the Tennessee Titans when we get there.
When it's their turn.
You're a poop.
I like. Look, but what if Arian Foster goes in a time machine and gets healthier and younger, and Andre Johnson gets healthier and younger?
They can't do that. All I'm saying is defensively, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of football games if they stay healthy. Offensively, they're going to have to start carrying their own weight if they want to get to the promised land. I don't see that happening. They will be there at the end, but will they get all the way to the end? No.
Arian Foster, Steven, why is he so different to you than Adrian Peterson?
Gosh.
Beasley backs.
Likeability, first of all.
No, let's just.
Can I say, oh, no, not that one. You're talking about on the field? Because I was going to say likeability.
Guys that can be.
One guy
Arian's,
you can like, the
Arian's
other guy
26.
Is,
okay. Okay. He's not 30.
Right.
You know, where Andre Johnson is on the wrong side of 30. He's 32.
Right. Yes.
Arian Foster, wow, if he stays healthy.
That's the big question, isn't it? Can he stay healthy?
It's just a calf right now.
Okay.
It's a calf injury. Those are relatively easy
but
to overcome.
But every year going into the beginning of camp, we're saying this about Arian Foster. Can he stay healthy? Will this calf or will this hamstring or will this issue that's bothering him bother him all year? We said the same thing last year with him.
Yeah.
And he struggled in the beginning to hit form because he didn't have all of the playing time in the preseason because he was nursing injuries. I'm tired. You know what? With Adrian Peterson, he was coming off a horrific injury, and everybody had the question mark. But after game one, he answered all the questions. I'm ready to play. Watch me explode this year. This year, they're talking about this guy getting 2,500 yards. Well, he kind of mentioned it first, and everybody's running with it. Nobody's even questioning it. Why? Because they think he can do it. If anybody can run for near 200 yards every single game, it's Adrian Peterson. Nobody will even consider that with Arian Foster.
No,
because
they don't feed him the rock that many times, Steven. They started the season last year 26 attempts, 28 attempts, 25 attempts, 24 attempts, 29 attempts, 17, 19, 24, 29, 28, 20, 14, 15, 20, 10, 16. Okay.
I think you're answering your own question. Within their
organization, play calling.
Within your organization, you started seeing, well, some of those games too later on in the season.
Later on, it didn't matter.
They fell behind,
and
they were
right.
New England.
They got destroyed,
right.
And so they had to stop running the ball. Minnesota, they were getting destroyed, but they were also in the playoff position that they wanted, so they didn't play hard against Minnesota. They're rusty people, and then the final game against Indianapolis was largely irrelevant for them.
Right.
And he needed
So some of those numbers are a little skewed because of the game situations. But I think early on, when they went from the high 20s to the mid 20s to the teens.
Never missed a game, though, last season.
I thought he might have started all those games, but I think, like, he missed chunks of a couple games due to injury. Where, like, he came out in the second and didn't play the rest of the game. That's another thing that you might be seeing with the number of carries in those games.
They're generally attributed to lopsided games. The 17 in week, whatever that would be, week 8, was where Green Bay was blowing them out. And so they just stopped running the ball.
Right. Yeah, they got killed in that game. They were undefeated up until
But when they beat Tennessee, he ran only 14 times. Maybe he got
– I think that was one of the games where he –
got banged up a little.
Where he got banged up some.
Look, he had a reasonable season last year. He had 1,424 yards, averaging 4.1 yards per carry. That puts him in elite company. That puts him in top five running back fantasy value with those 1,400 yards. And 15 touchdowns, by the way, friends. That's one a game. That's what you want. That's a prayer. That's a best-case scenario for you. To have 1,500 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns, you pretty much say thank you, because the only guy that's going to do better than that is Adrian Peterson, maybe Ray Rice, maybe. That puts you in pretty elite company. And for you to be down on this team, I'm down on this team with you where there is not the depth, especially at the wide receiving position.
Yes.
But I believe that at running back, they're going to be fine. And a quarterback, they're very fine.
Maybe I'm just not sold on Arian Foster.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm less pessimistic. I think this team wins pretty handily their division. And this is not a prediction show, but I'm just saying.
All right.
Is all.
The Indianapolis Colts. Were you making a Colt sound there?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want the sound of me eating oats?
Oh, God. Don't ever do that again. We just lost half the audience right there.
Oh, well.
The Indianapolis Colts, I don't know what happened here on our note page, but apparently the question is Andrew Luck going to face a sophomore slump?
Welcome to the hot seat.
You are on the hot seat, Jeffrey. Andrew Luck, sophomore slump, yay or nay?
No.
That's it? Just no?
No. I'll put money on it. This kid is too smart, works too hard.
Bill Sacklacked him pretty hard yesterday.
Fine.
I would have got him out of the game after that.
And did he bounce up?
He did.
Guy's 6'4", 240, okay?
He's a tree and a half.
He's awesome. Look, he's one of the freakiest looking guys. Lose the neck beard. It's just some advice. Neck beards are not cool. Neck beards are your way of saying, A, I'm too lazy to shave. I appreciated Nacho's tweet.
Yeah.
He sent us each a message, direct message, about the facial and guys not wanting to shave.
Jeffrey, I would much rather walk around with one of those nasty rookie haircuts that some of these guys have been walking around with than the freaking neck beard Andrew Luck has.
Yeah, I would be so self-conscious about that, but he has strutted that since, what, his junior year, sophomore year at Stanford?
I don't know.
Basically saying, I'm so freaking lazy, I refuse to shave. Because most of us, Even ever facial hair,
yeah.
Make sure we shave our neck.
You got to trim it.
You got to shave your neck because otherwise when you put your face down, it feels a little rough and scruffly. Not if it's a fur coat, mind you.
I'm sure it's soft and fluffy.
Maybe.
Still,
it's gross it's, and weird.
It's got to go.
Andrew, teach the rest of your face to grow hair.
Yeah.
Please? Please. You're not an attractive man. And that's not what this show's about, but let's be honest. You're not an attractive man. It's a good thing you're rich.
You're rich.
Because apparently the babes don't care so much about the other stuff. But Andrew, no, dude. As I said, he's smart. And what do people consistently tell you? What do people? You're on the neckbeard still. I'm moving on to the player.
In this picture, he's got like a... I don't even know what to call this thing.
Telling you to tell him to stop it.
Stop it, Andrew. It looks like you're a wannabe Grizzly Adams. That's what it is.
What the hell's going on out here?
He's a wannabe Grizzly Adams. You do know who Grizzly Adams is, right?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I would have gone a little more literary and Jack London.
Jack London.
So Call of the Wild. Did he write what Call of the Wild? What was the thing that he wrote?
Okay,
everyone had
I have an image here of Grizzly Adams,
and
I'm
going to
put
Luck.
It next to Andrew Luck.
And post it
and
on
I'm
our site.
Post
alrighty.
That's freaking out. Oh, okay.
Who should live with a bear more? Because Grizzly Adams lived with a bear.
He did, and there's the picture of him with a bear.
There you go. All right, now I'm on the hot seat about Andrew Luck and whether or not he'll have
a sophomore slump.
And the answer is absolutely not, because the thing that you get repeatedly from Indianapolis Colts people is that he is the first one in the building. Mm-hmm. He's the last one to leave. He is the second coming of Peyton Manning.
All right, I'm going to give you
you got to give me that.
Nickels worth of free advice.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Nickels worth of free advice.
I don't give this to anybody, but I'm going to give this to you today here live on the show so that everybody else gets it.
Tomorrow's my birthday?
Yes. We already sang you the happy birthday song.
I was asking if that's why you're giving it to
no.
me special.
Yes, yes. For
I was trying to
as
give
a matter
me.
Of fact, this is for your birthday present. You get it a day early.
This better be damn good and make me a lot of money.
Fantasy football wide receiver you should target. It's not Reggie Wayne.
No.
But T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton. Dude. Duh, and thanks for ruining it, okay? I already knew that. You're a ruiner. You're a ruiner.
I'm giving it
You're
to you.
You're a freaking flipping ruiner.
Why is it a ruiner?
Because I already knew that.
Okay.
And now all of our listeners know that.
Yes.
And just in case they were dumb and hadn't noticed, I could maybe get them ahead of them in fantasy football.
Well, I
don't play in any other leagues except for ours.
You're a
ruiner.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm just telling you.
You got Stink Guy's friend here.
God. The Stink Guy picture, folks.
Did you like your sext this morning?
My what?
I sent you a sext.
I delete them. If it's a picture from you, I delete. I don't even look at it. It might be a picture of the most beautiful woman in the world. It's deleted. The minute I see a picture from you, comes in.
Okay. Here's how cool my wife is.
Oh, gosh.
So this is a text thread between my wife and I.
Do I really want to see this?
Yeah, it's hilarious. So we had to wait for a message from Kara before we could leave the theater. Elysium, take a pass, save your money.
Really?
Shocking but true.
Trisha and I went to go see it on our date day. You know, we didn't have the girls with us on
Saturday.
Yeah,
I know. You guys loved it?
I loved it a little bit more than Trisha, but we both enjoyed it very much.
I thought it was a spectacularly visually well-done movie
yes.
that had zero heart. I tried really hard, and the only heart—
zero heart?
The only heart was, you know why, the hippopotamus. I mean, that was nice, but they never got time to develop it. I think there's a director's cut that they left somewhere that would make this a great movie, but it lacked the heart. Between.
I think Trisha's problem was that there were a couple characters— Jodie Foster's being
yes.
one that weren't developed more.
Yes. You
and
wanted
like,
to care about him and stuff, but you couldn't.
I never wanted to care about I wanted to care about her freaking stinking legs. Oh my God.
Jodie.
But I her character was
that
bad.
Mustache makes you look like a sex offender. Scott Gratian.
The posts are coming.
Okay.
Go out and see the picture, I'm telling you.
Okay, so this, after the movie, we had to hear from Kara before we knew if we could proceed home.
Yes, okay.
So I went and did what I do, which is just to burn calories by walking.
Right.
So here we go. I'm following a smoking hot chick. Tell me when to come back. This is me walking at the mall, okay? My wife. Yes, I saw her. I talked to her already, but I didn't ask for her number. The messages are coming in on my phone over the top of that, with people saying things like, worst I've ever seen, make it stop. Okay. This is I'm trying to teach you guys how cool my wife is. That I can text her about a hot girl that I'm following. Yes. Just and I'm not following. We're walking the same direction.
Yeah.
But she's so cool that you can play like this and have fun like this. Who is this XXX movie producer? These are the people commenting while I'm trying to read this.
More coming in.
The flood is coming in, Steven. This is a bad idea. Did you put anything about the mustache?
No, I said nothing about the mustache. I read to you what I put. I said, Jeff giving Steven the stink eye while recording episode 9.
Everything's about the mustache.
During Steven's. Well, because that's what you freaking see in the picture.
Okay.
Who is the XXX movie producer?
Stop it. So, again, I'm following Smoking Hot Chick, and my wife says, yes, I saw her.
Mustache makes you look like a sex offender.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh.
I talked to her already, but I didn't ask for her number. She needed directions. She wasn't actually very pretty, just a smoking hot body. My wife. I think she already had a date. I write. She did. They both needed directions, though, and I was the man. Okay, Kara has a ride. We can go now. But is that not cool to have a wife that you can play with like that?
What's cooler is when your wife, my wife.
thank you. My sister?
Yes. You're walking with her, and then she points out the woman with the big humongous knocker.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, look at that. And I'm like, whoa! Hello!
My wife has been, we've been at a casino saying I'm playing blackjack. It should be like, you got to get out to the pool now. So I will just leave my money. Mm-hmm. And you know, the dealer will hold my spot, and I'll go for a stroll or go out to the pool and go, holy Moses. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing that with me.
So, yeah. Where were we? We're in Indianapolis. We're with Andrew Luck.
T.Y. Hilton, I'm gonna give you one more.
Thank goodness they've got Matt Hasselbeck there.
Let me give you one more.
Go ahead and handcuff Luck with Matt Hasselbeck if you're going to take him in fantasy football.
Ballard, the running back.
Sure.
You can thank me later.
No,
These are little nuggets of gold I'm putting out for you.
Vic Ballard's going to be terrific.
Okay.
And Ahmad Bradshaw will not be the starting running back come week 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I do believe that.
Okay. This is a stacked team on offense, and they're better on defense than they were last year. And they were formidable last year as a team.
My only question is it's Pagano now. No Aaron.
Yeah, you know what?
And there's Chuck Strong.
Well, Chuck's in the building now, friends.
Chuck Strong.
Bruce Arians ran this team.
Right.
The media would have you believe that Bruce Arians basically did a Vulcan mind meld with Chuck Pagano, and it was Pagano. Chuck's team all year, and it was just Bruce Arians' body.
Right.
That is a lying sack of smoking stuff.
Okay.
And, Steven, you agree with me.
Can he be – as successful as that.
Can
that's why
he
I'm
do
looking.
A Vulcan mind meld with
and have his body there
Bruce
and have Arians. Arians.
Yeah. Yeah. And have Arians' mind because Arians was one freaking great coach who's now in Arizona.
Oh, and by the way, I'm liking Carson Palmer again.
Because he looks like he might be having fun.
Yeah, and he likes all the guys he's throwing to.
Yeah, and he's got Larry Fitzgerald.
You're
going to stop it!
Just one more.
This is not my birthday.
For the last several years.
Never taken him
I have
Arizona.
Said, I'm,
I'll
I
never
love
take
Larry
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. I'm not taking him.
Free Larry. Who started that? You and I.
Yes.
Who hugs Miss Larry Sr.? Who hugs him every year at the Super Bowl?
We do.
We do.
Okay, but I think that he no longer needs to be freed. He's going to get unleashed.
He's going to get fed. The big dog's going to get fed.
And
Zona's going to be decent. They're not going to be great, but they're going to be decent.
Look for Fitzgerald to put out amazing numbers with Carson Palmer throwing.
Sure. And not just Carson Palmer, but not just Larry. Now, back to your Indianapolis Colts.
I like them.
I like them a lot, Steven.
They will push. They will push and push.
It's going to be a little war. That's all there is to it.
It's going to be very interesting in this AFC South, and I'll tell you why. Not for the next team we're talking about, but for the last team we will talk about.
The last team we will talk about.
We should go get ready. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh. If I put myself
on that. What does this
team
have besides the ridiculously ugly new uniforms?
How about those ugly new helmets?
The whole thing.
And the uniforms get the accent color.
It looks like they're wearing polo shirts.
Now, Steven, you've made fun of a lot of uniforms that I'm okay with.
Yeah.
No, these aren't them. I made the wife come out and look. And she's like, oh.
And the two
she kept thinking that she got what they were doing.
Right.
And then be like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, it got worse.
It gets worse. The longer you look at it, the worse it gets.
So
the gradation on the helmet from black to puke green.
I posted the picture. You saw the picture I posted. The Dolphins on one side, Jags on the other side. And my brother's like, oh, well, I kind of like the flat black helmet.
Yeah,
But why is the holder wearing a different color one? And so I replied back, dude, that's the back of the flat black is the front of the helmet. They're both on the same helmet.
We call it a gradient in technical creative speak. And you don't gradient black to puke green.
It's not puke green. It's like a
pea green.
It's gold.
Split
it's golden.
Pea green.
The helmet's golden.
It's not golden even.
It is.
It's greenish.
It's a golden. Look at
it's
the picture.
Terrible. Terrible.
It is golden. It is terrible. I'm looking at it right now. And they try to make, look, they've got like this little, it goes
to a
golden.
It's an accent color.
It goes
to
a golden.
It's an accent color.
But like the pants, it's not a stripe.
It's an accent.
It's the gold and then that green, that ugly green, and then gold, and then the black thing, and then it's got a little Jaguar logo on it.
It's not that different than the old helmet. It's the coloring of the old logo. So they've got the coloring from the logo. The gold is there, the teal is there, the white is there, and
the
black is there.
The back of the helmet
and
is gold.
Like, what if you took these colors, black, gold, white, and teal, which by themselves work just fine. How could you possibly orient these in such a way as to make it look like someone threw up? Well, we could do this. That was the designer's instruction. Steven, we got to talk about the team, okay? We can't obsess about those things. The team is going to be bad enough.
I can't talk about the bad, ugly uniform.
Okay. No, because it's a bad, ugly team, Steven.
Well, then answer my question. What does this team have besides their ugly new uniforms?
MJD. That's
it. Is he enough?
Oh, heavens no.
Dude missed like
he's what, going to be Larry Fitzgerald in Arizona.
Free
now,
MJD.
Free MJD. Because there's nobody there to help him. And he is too small to be Adrian Peterson and to be a one-man show. Okay? Adrian Peterson could have survived just fine without Chris Ponder there because he's truly a beast. MJD is a small beast.
Well,
and small beasts cannot live without something resembling a passing attack to open up the middle, to soften the box.
So what I gather from you
Blaine Gabbert's
is that
not the
you're
guy?
Not a big fan of Gabbert.
Henny's better than Gabbert.
So you would go with Chad Henne.
Yes. I would go with freaking Mike Kafka.
Not Mike freaking Kafka. Is that where he's landed now?
Yes.
He left Philly and Mike freaking Kafka's now with Jacksonville?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
They have Justin Blackmon. They have Muhammad Massaquah.
Who, by the way, just got activated today. Justin Blackmon.
Do you have hand claps? That would be great.
Sure.
Because they're dead without him.
He's
eligible to return week 5 at St. Louis.
But he can practice.
But he can practice now.
Yeah, today.
Yay.
He got apparently in an altercation during their first preseason game.
Yes.
Where he was escorted off the field.
Yes, but I think it was by Maurice Jones-Drew. MJD actually had to take his teammate off the field so that it would stay under control, the situation there.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Jeff.
It was bad.
This is a train wreck, and we're going all the way to London to see it.
Oh, don't worry. They're coming 5 years in a row.
It's 5 now?
Yeah.
No, it was
this
never.
This is year 1 of 5.
I thought it was only
3.
3.
We can only hope.
And
we can only hope. And look, friends, just a little FYI for our British friends over there. If you are going to be insistent in having a franchise, and I know our listeners are very cool, and most of our listeners don't wish there to be a franchise in London.
Right.
But most Brits think it would be neat to have an NFL franchise. This is the team you would get.
Right.
Okay. This is the team you would get. And
get on board with them now because they're coming.
They are going to be – they're going to be Hull. I mean, they're going to be one of those clubs that's just horrible.
Here's what the league needs to answer before they make the move. I know they really want to put a team in London, and I know that you know, if it's a team that's over there in the East, it's going to be all right, and they'll be able to travel and all that. I understand they'll work out all the logistics.
It's easier than a flight to Seattle.
I understand it.
But you don't go to Seattle every year.
But here you go, Jeff. Will the fans in the UK, and more specifically London, because that's where the team's going to be stationed. Because right now, for these international series games, they come down from everywhere. They come down from Scotland.
They come from Europe.
Ireland. They come from Germany, Sweden, Finland, Norway, all those guys. Remember
Denmark,
we have guys
yes.
from Denmark. They all come over.
Yes.
When all of those people who are coming from Europe and everywhere else don't come down every week to see the team.
You mean 8 times?
Right.
In a year?
Can they sell out 8 home games?
Oh, pregame. 10 games in a year? Yeah. You ain't getting postseason. Don't worry about that for a long time.
Can they sell out 10 games?
No, they can sell out probably 3, maybe 4.
Okay. Here's the other thing. Every year I do my UN of the NFL where there's
– right.
a jersey for every single team is represented.
And each year it takes you less time to get that completed.
Exactly. So in doing that, do you think that all of those fans who have now invested all of their money on jerseys for all of the other teams that they already follow and the love are going to give up their love for that team to support a team
supporting MJD
in London?
Because there's nobody else to follow.
That's true. By then, you would think they might have a quarterback, right?
Would there ever be a situation, and Steven, no one's ever proposed this, so this is a brand new segment called Prediction.
Okay.
Jacksonville and London share the team. Because they each could possibly sell out 5 games a year. 1 preseason
and four regular season games. In London. And
right.
See, that's thinking outside the box.
That's Jeff Ellis. Freaking yes.
You should thinking talk to the commissioner.
I have a creepy mustache. You know what?
In London, you should ask that question to the commissioner. Has the league considered
sharing a
team where it has
would the league ever consider
it? Would the league ever consider it?
But I like have, too. I want both.
Yeah.
Because have is a yes or no question.
Yes.
Have there ever been discussions about sharing a team between the United States city
and
London?
US in London.
God, that would put him in such an uncomfortable position.
You see,
what we're doing here. See, I could go Raj. I could do Raj. What we're doing here in London is really special. And we're really excited. And this year, adding that second game and seeing it sell out as quickly as it sold out is nothing short of miraculous, and it says it does wonders, and it bodes well for the international market, and then blah, 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 blah.
And then you start hearing,
you sidestep the question.
Wah, 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 wah.
But if there's anyone with cojones in that room to ask the question again and say, excuse me, Commissioner, those were very nice things you said, but you failed to answer the man's question.
Right.
I want to hear the answer to that question, Raj.
It's going to be good stuff.
Steven, they suck. The Jags suck. Period.
That's fine. Okay, we've
offense
trashed,
29th.
We've trashed
defense 30th.
We've trashed their unis. We've trashed the team except MJD. That's a little positive on the team.
The best wide receiver suspended for the first five games.
Four games. First four games.
Their quarterback's not good. They're no. Let's see here.
No. Come on, these are the captains, okay?
Okay.
And Brendan is,
I am a big Paul Posluszny fan. He's their Mike.
Freaking defensive guy.
He's their Mike. He's the captain of the defense, okay? I think Posluszny is really, really talented. All right. And I think Jason Babin is really good on defense, okay?
So the defense, can we say that at least the defense will work hard to try and keep them in games
to
next
stay
year?
Out of 30th?
Yes.
And to average less than 141 yards rushing and 240 yards passing per game? You could run the ball all day on them. Steven, I'm trying.
They're in the cellar. Will they remain in the cellar?
Hell yes. Steven, I am working so hard on my list of worst teams, on my first list of power rankings. And so I usually – what's easiest is to do your best and then your worst and then figure everybody out in the middle. And the middle is very malleable. Those can move a lot. But the worst, when I give you my preseason power rankings of the worst, those teams are likely to never move, not for a year at least. And we've got teams like the Jets, the Jags, maybe even the Eagles, maybe. There's a lot of competition here for the crappiest team in the NFL, but those teams aren't moving for a while.
Jags, who'd you say? Jets?
Jags, Jets, possibly Dolphins also.
Maybe Browns.
The Browns are definitely contenders. The Browns, I feel like they've done a lot of right things. They just like so many teams that have gotten themselves into the true crapper, it is a long journey out. It is not we add this player and we're out of here. We add this coach and we're out of here. We add this season ticket package where we let you flex pick five games. That's not getting you out of the crapper. It is going to be wholesale organizational change that is going to be required. And frankly, on the warning side, Steven.
Warning, warning, warning.
Houston is knocking on that door, even though they will win their division this year. Okay? They're knocking on that door because you asked about the window, and that was the best question you've asked. Because their window is probably closed, and they're on the backside of the closed window.
Yes.
Which means they could
get back in.
They could go all the way this year. Right. They could absolutely go all the way this year. Not next year, though.
No.
Okay? So it's like when the window's closed and you're on the backside of that, you've got a year or two. This the New England Patriots, year. Who knows? They're going to be great this year. Yeah. What about next year? And then what about when Brady retires? Oh, yeah. See, these are teams that are on the OS part of the equation where their bad future could be very close, much closer than their better days. So that's what we've got to say about them. We have another team here to talk about, Steven.
The Tennessee Titans. I'm excited.
Steven, I have a little.
Answer me!
What the hell is going on out there with that mascot?
What do you mean?
The Titans mascot. You want to have a go with the Jags unis? I'm going to have a go with this mascot that I don't know what it is.
Okay. What?
It's called like Upchuck. Is the name of the mascot. I may be wrong on the name, but it's got a hyphenated name. And it's like number one half or something like
T-Rack.
That.
T-Rack.
T-Rack?
T-Rack. Like he's a raccoon.
T-Rack?
Yes, T-Rack.
Do you have
their
a picture?
Mascot. Yeah. This guy?
Yeah. His name's like Upchuck.
T-Rack. This is
like
name.
Raccoon.
Yes.
So a Titan, instead those of you that believe that a Titan was a mighty warrior wielding a sword.
This guy right here.
It's actually, a raccoon. A Titan is, this is as dumb as Michoacan High School Diablos telling you that Diablo is Spanish for bulldog. This is the Dodgers, un nueva blue. Okay, this is moronic. A titan, Steven, if I'm not mistaken, is some sort of Norwegian warrior wielding a mighty sword, much like a Viking.
That is one, but it,
that is one.
Titans,
but the other,
as I know it, is
a raccoon, is a cuddly raccoon.
No, in the Greek mythology, the titans were the huge
titan
gigantic
was the giant monster with the multi heads, yeah. And when you cut off one head, several more show
chimera, up.
Chimera,
but that's okay. You're close. It's one of those guys.
What was that?
The chimera.
Chimera.
Yes, that's the creature with the, you chop off the head and two more grow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you read all that shit.
I was fascinated by Greek mythology. So, and the Titans were the big, powerful, bad guys that Zeus and his gods had to control. Otherwise, they would run amok and destroy Earth.
That'd be problematic.
It would be. And that's what I think of the Tennessee Titans, that's what I want to see. The huge, gigantic monster that's going to destroy the NFL.
Or its equivalent. A raccoon. You know raccoons.
T-Rack, not Upchuck, by
okay,
the way.
But you realize the raccoons, their nickname amongst those of us that know the raccoon population,
yes,
is the little bandits. Because they've got their little masks.
Yes. And, this
and they
guy,
go
and
through
this,
your trash and stuff
and look
like
at him.
That.
He's got a little, look
he's
at
got
him.
His little mask.
He's got his mask. He's a little bandit.
That's a titan.
There is a word that I want to say that I can't because we're politically correct here on this show.
Start with a P? And is it a slang for a female body part?
No, but that one's bad.
That one's bad too. That fits, right?
Yes. Wow. This.
I told you.
Okay, so this is a terrible. High school. This is a high school mascot for a high school who has the mascot Titans. Isn't that better?
Do they have something badass. Oh yeah, that's okay. A cartoonish looking. Titan
Viking,
character,
yes.
Viking character with a sword.
This is the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's the kids want to run up and hug him, and it's to sell product, I'm sure. Walt Disney Consumer Products, I'm sure, created the Titans.
Okay, why did we get off on the Tennessee Titans?
Because I had to do an
T-Rex.
Answer Me segment to the Accountability Department. The Accountability Department of Tennessee Titans in Nashville, Tennessee.
I really don't know. You know what? We should get Tennessee Titans players. And we should ask them, what's up with your mascot?
Yeah.
And just have a segment of just videos. Be like, he's a raccoon that kind of is
cute.
Bad. I can just imagine what the answer would be.
Okay, Steven, I put to you, will Jake Locker finally step up?
Ooh.
And I don't mean in the pocket.
Will he finally step up?
Such a good question.
Okay. Look. I know that he's got pieces in place. He's got to. This is the year that he's got to.
Okay. Well, this is the year that he has to.
He's got
but
to.
Does
I'm going
he?
With gots to.
Okay. But does he? See, therein lies the rub.
Why do I have to answer all the hard questions?
Because you wrote it in the notes, and I knew if I didn't do a preemptive strike, it would get put on me.
It's going to get put on you.
Thank you so much. I like the shoe on the other foot very much.
Look, the fact of the matter is Jake Locker is the guy.
How'd Jake look to you this
they
weekend?
They brought in. He looked okay.
I thought he looked
it
good.
Was solid. It wasn't
I thought he didn't look great, but he
yeah,
looked
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I'll agree
and
with that.
I love the fact that they kept him on the field as long as they did.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
when
a big
you
fan
need to,
of that in the
I understand you aren't,
game.
Steven, but when you are that guy who has to take that step to the next level,
yes.
You need as many reps as you can in game situations.
Okay.
So they left him out there for an entire quarter.
This is the third year. So this is the year.
Yeah.
This is the year you got to show me. Look, we got Ryan Fitzpatrick here. We brought him in to back you up. From Harvard, ninth year in the season. But look, it's Jake Locker's time. It is his time to do it. He's got to step up. He's still at the wide receiver position. He's got Kenny Britt. They brought in Kevin Walter from Houston. Kendall Wright from Baylor, who's going to be in a second year. Is going to step up and look pretty good. There's a lot of pieces in place. They still have Nate Washington, the great second wide receiver, and then Chris Johnson. Is he gonna
CJ half K?
If Chris Johnson returns to form and steps it up a bit and gets to be the Chris Johnson that we used to see
and love,
which we saw in his first preseason game, you saw his first run.
He was awesome.
His first run, I think that was maybe his only run of the game because I don't know.
It was his second.
Was it his second run of the game? But boom, 65 yards, touchdown. I'm going to the locker room. I'll see you in the bus. I mean, that's what it was. Cool. That's what it felt like.
It
like,
was wicked cool. He actually did an interview after that, so he didn't go to the bus. But it
so
was fantastic.
I'm going to be liking me some Chris Johnson this year. The Tennessee Titans don't seem to me, you know, kind of like you. You've got them as the slouches, and it's, you know, it's just the Houston Indy. I see this as a three-dog race where Tennessee's going to step into the mix and possibly –
only if the Tennessee Titans are actually underdog, it would it be a three-dog race because you
why
know,
do they
got to
be
mild-mannered and then becomes a superhero?
Why they got to be underdog?
Because they're the underdogs and they don't have the people. They don't have the people, Steven. They got Mike Munchak in there as their head coach, who I don't think is long for this world as a head coach, to be honest with you. He's not a bad coach, but he's not an NFL head coach.
Yeah. They got Jacksonville twice.
Okay. There's two wins.
Okay. I think they split with the Colts.
They also have a really difficult schedule. They got to play the Steelers. They get to play the Jets, but they got to play the Chiefs. I haven't done my – I was going to do – somehow, magically, Denver. I don't know what I was thinking, but somehow I was going to do round one with the Excel spreadsheet.
You didn't do round one this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Look, they get the AFC West.
Yeah.
With the exception of Denver, they could probably beat everybody else in the West.
Could. It's going to really depend on where you're playing them. Fortunately,
they get San Diego and Tennessee.
They have Denver in Denver. So they don't have to waste a home game losing to the Broncos, correct?
They go to Oakland, they got Denver and Denver, and then they got Kansas City and San Diego at home.
And they got Arizona at home.
They
have a reasonable home schedule.
Oh, well, except they got the Niners at home.
I didn't even see that because that's so – who cares? Because the people that could beat the Niners are very few, and certainly not of the Tennessee variety.
Right.
But you're right. The NFC, boy, the imbalance of power between the AFC and the NFC has never been greater than it is right now. And all it takes is us doing these shows that we're doing where we preview these individual divisions for you to tell you what you need to know.
To show
there.
You that. I think that they will be in the mix. And after Pittsburgh, except Houston, San Diego, Jets, Kansas City, that's their first 5 weeks. If they come out of those first 5 weeks, 3-2, possibly 4-1, you will certainly have to consider them being in the mix.
I would not disagree with that for a nanosecond, but I don't see how at Pittsburgh, at Houston, versus San Diego, versus Jets, versus Kansas City, gets you a 3-2 record. You're basically saying win all your home games against middle of the road teams.
Yes, and possibly sneak a Houston or Pittsburgh win.
Yeah, which ain't gonna happen.
You could sneak Pittsburgh early in the
season.
You could
sneak Pittsburgh early in the season. But
Palomalo
won't be hurt yet.
But I don't know if you saw my picture post.
Yes, I did.
Brother looked like
he's lost a step. I know that.
Can he find them?
Can you find the steps?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, once you've lost a step, it don't come back. Yeah.
I think I agree with what you said last week.
Plan on not having it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. And you know, people got mad. I'm like, don't be mad. I like Troy Polamalu.
Love Troy. Of all the guys I'd want to hang out with, I played football
with half of his family and his cousins. Okay?
And half means a dozen?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not saying he knows most.
I know a lot of them. So I like the guy. I followed his career forever. And he's an SC guy. Yeah. So for me to say I like Troy, that's a pretty big thing.
It's a very big thing.
All I'm saying is brothers lost a step. And it showed on the football field. Now, maybe it was preseason and he wasn't going all out. Possibly. But knowing
Funny
Troy.
Funny thing about getting older is that you get older.
Yeah, you do. And it just.
You know. Cannot undo Father Time.
Right. You can't.
You can't.
It catches you all.
Y'all.
And you all, too.
Both.
Everyone
and everyone. Okay?
So, I like the Tennessee Titans probably a little bit more than Jeff. I think they will compete.
Tyson.
I think they will scare people.
I thought Locker looked better. I thought he looked more experienced and more capable in the quarterback position.
There you go.
And I like some of his targets. So there you go. I can say some nice things about Tennessee, unlike some teams.
I see 8, possibly 9 wins pretty easy.
I see you being incarcerated for narcotics possession.
Wow.
Just as likely. In other words, it ain't happening. All right, now finally, we have got, I would say, 8 spots left for fantasy football. And let's get him done. Let's get him done.
Spots.
Let's get him
10
done.
10 fantasy football spots.
Let's get him done.
Let's bring it home. So we get drafts have been scheduled. Check your emails. There's a few of you who have yet to claim your team on the ESPN website. Please go do that as soon as possible.
Fantasy football is fun. It's a way to get to know other listeners. And drafts. There's a lot of relationships that have been made through this. That have,
yes.
I think about Ed and Teresa. I think that people just, you know, come together through this show and have become really good friends.
So go
have
out,
fun.
Do it.
Possibly win a prize. Beat on us. I for one, you can
beat on Jeff. Beat on
I
Jeff.
For one,
I
for one can be beat on.
I have the gauntlet has been laid, and I'm going to go through it and come out victorious on the other side.
And the dollars from that go directly to support our shenanigans.
Yes.
And bringing big fun to you guys.
Yes.
And we appreciate it.
If you have not.
We even had a new show donor while we were doing the show.
There you go. If you are not following us on Instagram, do so because we're putting up some great picks, folks. The majority of the time they do get transferred over to our Facebook page. But for the most part, there's some stuff on Instagram that isn't on our Facebook page. So. Follow us, and it's really easy. What are we, Jeff? NFL R&R. That's R&R.
Yeah, don't use an ampersand.
Yes.
Okay.
Instagram.com/NFL R&R. We're NFL R&R pretty much everywhere.
Best way to find us, get out to draft day, create your account up to $250. They match that deposit.
$200. I said 250 last time.
$200.
I apologize.
$200.
Up to $200. They will match you dollar for dollar.
Or just set up an account for $4, $3, $2, and play in our free games, playing their free games.
That's right.
We got stuff. So just go out and do it.
And they'll give you an $11.
So just go open a dang account.
Yeah. You got to make a deposit to get the $11 ticket. So
okay.
But like I said.
Put in $5. You get an $11 free game. And then you can play in our free games.
And then if you win in that $11 free game.
And that's real money, which is the same as cash. I love that commercial.
Who says that?
I don't know. It's an old commercial. We got to go, Steven. Where are you taking the family?
We are having the last final huge play date with a lot of Emma's kids.
You guys are so awesome.
We're going to have a big lunch at Islands and then go to that bowling in the dark.
Ah, 300.
Yes, that one.
300 down by my house. How many kids for lunch?
A lot.
So I don't want to be there.
No, you don't.
Stay away from Islands at Hastings Ranch. Noted.
All right, I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis, and
that was fun. Do it again. 1, 2, 3.
That was fun. Do it again. I'm Steven Miranda.